Okay, up the Perek Tes, Mishnah Aleph, HaPegom, V'ha Yarbuzin, HaShoitim. What a Pegom? What a Pegom? I have no idea. It's a certain type of vegetation, so all we have to know. Okay, and then we have these, the Yarbuzin HaShoitim. That means Lafuke.
What? It's a Pegom, you said?
It's a vegetation, it's a form of vegetation. Esav, it's a grass.
Okay.
It's a grass. Esav Shekarin Ruta. Okay, grass. Vehayabruzin Hashaitim. Lafuke. Hashaitim Haim, whatever that is. Shall sodas fields. La oisam shoisam enum shall. Oisam sheenum shall ginois. Which means we have a variety. We have the Yarbuzin of the sode. And they are the Yarbuzin of the gina of the garden. So we are discussing the variety of the sode. Not of the not of the gina, the garden, or not shaitim. You okay with this?
The pagum is the grass. The abuzin.
It's an ace of a certain type of grass. Another type of grass.
Of growth.
A growth. But the focus is shaitim, means when it goes in the field. It goes in the field.
Right.
It does not grow in the garden. Next, vehachal vehachalag loygois. What a chagalois. Okay, it doesn't say whatever it is. I don't know what it is. Fine. Next, kuspar shebehodim. Kuspar is what? It's coriander. Coriander, which we call coriander.
Okay.
Cori. Okay. Vehachalagalagos. Next,
coriander.
Coriander is a certain type of vegetable. You know what it is? I have no
coriander
idea.
Coriander was a spice.
Good spice. It appears in the art scroll. That's all I know about it. Oh, it's in the Gemara Daf Yomi all the time. Yeah. Always coriander in the Gemara. What is it? I have no clue. It's like Kesuba Shebharm of the mountains. Viha Karpos.
What is that?
I told you it's coriander that goes in the mountains.
Chalaglagos is coriander.
No. Chalaglagos is something else. Doesn't say. You know what these words are? Baravi, it's ragla. Vlaz, it's called weir. Vur. Vir Dulagish. Okay, go to the grocery store and ask them for that. See if they know what they're talking about.
There's no coriander.
Next to Karpas. Karpas Sheba Nohoros. Karpas, what's karpas? I don't know. It's lettuce? What's karpas? What's potatoes?
Celery?
Karpas. What do you use for karpas?
I use potatoes.
Potatoes. Oh, that's a modern thing to use potatoes.
Right.
You're from the modern people.
Right.
Karpas. I don't know what this is. Okay, whatever. It's a karpas, whatever it is. No idea. Ophioblas. Carrots. Carrots. I don't know. Cucumbers. Not cucumbers. It's kidding. Whatever. Celery, whatever. I have no clue.
The karpas.
The rivers. The hagar. Ger shel afar. Afar is the meadow. You know what the meadow is?
Sure.
What's the meadow?
Meadow is like a swampy area, no?
It's a what?
It's like a. Isn't it like a swampy area?
Yes, swamp. I thought meadow was like a flatland place.
Mm-hmm.
Flatland, not a place of mountains. I don't know. This is just something that appears in the Chumash. And you just translate it for you and you really don't know what
meadow,
it is.
The meadow.
What's the meadow? What is the meadow? You know what the meadow is? I have no idea what a meadow is. I mean, just I imagine it's some a piece of land that has some unique characteristic. Somehow I have the impression that it's flat.
It's flat
and it's low between the mountains and it's calm and peaceful.
Yeah.
Is that what it is? I don't know. Maybe I'm totally wrong.
Right.
Okay, the hagarger shel afar. Garger is, I don't know what that word is. Afar is hagodel. Hagodel ba'ochu. Ba'ochu. It's a word somewhere in the Torah. In the meadow. Aval shel gina choshev, but in the garden. Ah, a garden. Okay, the garden, that is choshev. And what is the halacha? If it's the garden. If it's in the garden, then the law is, it will be choshev, and the laws of Maisa would apply. All of these things are peturin min hamasreis. Why? Why are they peturin min hamasreis? What is the reason? So it says here, b'chol hashanim, now we're talking, not shmid, we're talking about him the whole year, on all 7 years. B'chol hashanim, kim b'farish tam ha'shein, ki yotze b'chem mishmar, because people do not guard these things. Nechshavim, ki b'enei ba'alim, they're not choshev. They're not choshev.
You see,
Be'enei ba'aleihem, and the eyes of their masters. Umafkidinai sam tefker. To the exclusion of hefker, leket shichol peyer, sheyesh lechelik v'imach, they have a chelik imach. Okay, so all of these things are chelik. One more time, sheyesh lechelik v'imach, leimach yotze hefker. To the exclusion of hefker, leket shichol peyer, sheyesh lechelik v'imach, they have the same portion hefker like you have. So we have to. It's a more degree yisoid. You see, this could I learn the whole mission just for this yisoid? But what I never knew this. The lamedus. What's the reason why hefker is part for ma'aser? Because of this pasuk of ki ein loy chelik v'nach leimach. It implies that you have a chelik and they don't have a chelik. But if it's hefker, it's all the same. You hear the chiddush? Learning your soy today.
No, I don't hear it.
The reason why you potter from Trumas and Maestros on Hefker is because it says that when it comes to giving Meiser, it says you give Meiser because they have no chelik v'nachalo imach. You own it and they do not. So therefore, the Torah is telling you to read it. What? You is you. You, the non-Levi.
I own it, not the coin.
And not the coin. So that's only true when it comes to
things that you own.
Own.
Stuff that's hefker. Hefker everybody owns.
Exactly. So therefore, that's the makar. You see, it's the murder you say it.
Okay.
You see this? Did you ever know this?
Go ask
everyone here today.
I think I've heard it.
Okay. Okay, next. Vinil kochim mikol odam b'dinah. Once these things are hefker, you can purchase it mikol odam b'shvius. Shein kayyitz b'ham nishmar. Next, shelefi shein derech l'shamir. The people don't watch it. The chol davar shein lefi shein derech l'shamra. No one watches these things. The chol davar shein derech l'shamra. You also look nice. I sold me amaritz. Anything. Shein derech l'shamra. Whose derech is to guard it. Also, liknois oisai me'am ha'aretz b'shvius. Anything that the derech is to guard it, okay. The derech is to guard. Okay. Also, liknois oisai me'am ha'aretz b'shvius. Shehu choshev l'shamay b'perus b'shalol l'shalav keiran. Because the choshev on guarding it and not to be mafkid, balokech min ha-mashumar afilu ki chatzi is or osur. Okay, here's the yisoid. A lot going on here. It's not the derech to guard these things. The kol davar shederech l'shamar osur. Anything which is guarded, is protected, you're not allowed to purchase from an amaretz. Why? Because shu choshed l'shamar ha-peris, choshed to guard the peris v'shul l'shamar, not to be mafkid. If you buy from a mishumer, I feel the chatzis iser also. If you buy from a mishumer, even a small coin, it is also. All of these things in the Mishnah, everything in the Mishnah, sheches kasan shein hamsham noisai mutu likach me'ehen me'am ha'aretz. We're dealing here when you purge, and that's iser. We're dealing when you buy from an amaretz. We're not dealing when you buy from a tamchacham. With tamchacham, it's something you got to buy. Because Talmud Chacham is not guarding it, but Am Aritz is guarding it. He's choshed to guard it. So you know that even a chatzi is even a small isra. Today, behold, the Hanachlam season sheches kasan sheim shem musam betul gachos me'am Aritz. Today, Mazon shalosh sudos bulvad. Mazon shalosh sudos v'lo yoser not more she'ein moishin d'mei peros shviyas amos. He now give over. You're not allowed to give up with the Meperis Shvius the Amoritz. You're not allowed to give up the Meperis Shvius the Amoritz. The Afal Pisha Peris Hain Minahav, even though the Peris of Mhefker. Yoiser, wait. You're not allowed Shain Moistrin. The Chol Hanach, the Masnissan, Shecheskosan, Shain Misham, and Isam, all of these things in the Mishnah. No one guards. They are Hefker, okay? The Mela, since no one guards them, you're allowed to purchase them from an Am Ha'aretz. V'chol ha'anach demasnisan v'shecheskosan she'en m'shamen o'isam mutur likach o'imehen me'am ha'aretz. You're allowed to buy from Ha'aretz how much? A small amount. Mozon k'dei mozon sholosh sudos bulvat v'lo yoyser. Even these things which are hefki, you're allowed to purchase. She'en...
Probably tells you why here, no?
Meaning why? Well, let's first similar to Sylvia. Anything, only three, you're allowed to buy three sudas. It says, she'ain ma'ishim dinei peperos shvias, because if you're going to give it to him, there's going to be kedusha. If you're going to go buy from, it's even from Hefker, so automatically, you're in the previous Mishnah, when you buy something from shvias, the kedusha is toifes on the money. The peros have kedusha, and the money has kedusha. If the money has kedusha, the money must be disposed of in a timely way. Okay?
That's why you're only allowed to
buy. So therefore, small that because he's nechshak, he's not going to go dispose of the money in a timely way. The
Meperish with Shvius. That's why you're only allowed to buy a small amount.
Small amount, correct. Uh-huh. Small amount. The Meperish Shvius, Tamar, it's the Afal, Pisha, Peris, Hain, Minai, even the Peris from Ren Hefgar. Yoiser, me Mosin, Shalashudis, Mimim, Shu, Choshad, Etzor, because he is suspected of putting the money in the bank. Make a deposit in the bank. Le'etzor hadamim, to go and to put the money away. Good.
Good.
Okay, so that's the any person, even from Amaretz, because they're not guarded, so male they have no kedusha, no kedusha to worry about. But not more. But even though they're not nishmar, but you're not allowed to buy more than three. Right. The money still has kedusha, so you're not going to go buy the more than more than shalosh shudas. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, what does he say? Sefichei chardol mutarin, only the shoots of mustard. The shoots of mustard. The only thing you can buy at the hefker, the shvichei chardol mutarim shaloi nechshu aleim oivrei avera. Shaloi nechshu aleim oivrei avera lehaviyim min hashum shomar ve'in alach Rabbi Yehuda. So he's saying something else. He's coming to expand. Not only are you allowed to purchase from the Amorites the pegam, the yarduzin, you're also allowed to purchase also from them the shvichei chardol mustard. Mustard, the shoots of mustard seeds, because these also are things are which they're not nechshad to bring them from the mishumar. Even though some of these things are guarded, there are some of these mustard things which are guarded, but some are not. So we could assume that the Amoritz is going to be careful; he's not going to bring from the mustard that has been guarded. It says, "Kol ha'sefichim mutarim, all sefichim mutarim, chutz b'sefichim kuv, except for the sefichim kuv karib, she'ein kayotzei bochem b'yarkos." Because they don't have the equivalent in the vegetables.
Not just svichei chardol, but kol svichei.
Everything is mutter, except for the svichei kruv, the shoots. Except of kruv, kruv is cabbage. What is that? What is kruv? I don't know. Kol svichei. Kol sichei mutarim lekachas mikolam demuchzak demachzikon lo sheinim min hamshuma chutz misvichei kuv karib shecheskasan min hamshuma. What?
Chutz misvichei.
These because there is shecheskasan min hamshuma lefi because all these cases shein kayetz b'hem b'yakos sade anu svara. You don't have the equivalent of them in the vegetables of the field. What does that mean? They do not grow kruv in the desert. They only grow...
It's not kruv, it's all the other stuff.
What?
It's all the other stuff that we mentioned. It's not
no, kruv. Only sichei kruv. No, no. That's also...
She'ein
b'yarkos sasada. Only kruv. Kruv is not found
right.
among in the mishumar. So therefore, it's not found in the... In the sada, meaning she'ein gedelim kimosim b'midbar. When it says that, it means it's not found in the makom of hefker. Kruv is only found in the makom of mishumar. What's the reason why you're allowed to buy from the Amoritz? Because it's a hefker. The reason why you are allowed to buy from the Amoritz is because all of these things are hefker. But kruv is not hefker. Why is it not hefker? Because it doesn't even exist.
Right.
It does not exist something of hefker when it comes to kruv. We do not pass him like the Rebbe Shimon. His opinion is not accepted lehalacha as a correct. Okay? Everything is also. All shoots are also. Okay, it's Chazdim, it's a very hard Mishnah. What?
How about Chardol? Shoots of Chardol?
Everything he says. Everything is also. That's the only one that was Mati was only one man the Yama. Okay, this. Oh, no, that was Rabbi Yehuda. That was Rabbi Yehuda. Any pictures? No pictures, just over your charts. Charts get me dizzy. Not so. Mind, little mind, little mind can't comprehend all these things.
Go ahead. Do everything like that.
Hapegam. Pegam is a certain type of grass. Hapegam, grass. Vehayar buzin. Buz, vehayar buzin. It's a, I don't know.
Type of,
Ashaitim. The point is that it grows in the wall. It grows in the wall. Does not grow in the gina. The sade. Vehachal. Vehachal geloigais. What's that? That is, I don't know, whatever it is. Kuspa shebhodim. Coriander that grows in the mountains. Lafuga coriander that grows in the sade. In the garden. The kuspa that grows in the mountains, but not in the garden. Okay, kuspa shebhodim. Kuspa shebhodim. Carpus. Okay, lettuce. Shebanahoros. Vehagargir shalafar. Gargir is whatever in the meadow. Ochu. Of a terena ba'ochu. That was in the dream. The dream of Yosef. A terena ba'ochu.
Right, where's ba'ochu here?
Afar.
Afar says ba'ochu.
Afar is the meadow. Afar is the ochu.
It's a meadow.
The meadow. It says shabafar. Look.
Correct.
Hagodel ba'ochu. Ba'terena ba'ochu.
The meadow.
Okay, all of these things. Peturin min ha-ma'asros. All of these things are exempt. They are exempt from the law of ma'asros. Peturin min ha-ma'asros. Why are they exempt from ma'asros? Why? Because these things are not minam shuma. These things, no one guards them. And being that no one guards them out in the sadeh, right? If they're not guarded, they are peturin min ha-ma'asros. Since they're not guarded, since they are not guarded, they are. What is the halacha?
Peturim
b'masros. Memela v'nilkachim. No, I'm sorry. Peturim b'masros means what? Means it's hefker. Ki ein loy chelik v'nachli machiyotzu hefker sheyesh loy. And memela v'nilkachim mikolam. They can be purchased mikoladam b'shuis. They can be purchased from any individual b'shuis because it's not minam shomer. So you buy them from an amaretz. She'ein kayotzei bohem nishmar. That's the critical yisoid for this whole masechta. It's got to be nishmar. We're coming down to the end now, right after Perek Tes. Perek Tes, okay? Nishmar. Test here. Okay. Rabbi Yehuda, Oimer, Sifi Chichardol, the shoots of mustard, Mutarim. The shoots of mustard are mutter. What are the shoots of mustard? Why are they mutter? Also because he holds that even this is mutter, because in the shoots also it's Shaloy Nechshadu Aleim Oivrei Avera. Because they're not going to guard it. These things are also, they're not going to guard it. Shumar Memela, he holds that this, he's coming to expand the scope. Not only are all of the things listed in the Mishnah going to be mutter, even the Sefichei Chardol is also going to be mutter, because Shumar Nechshadu Aleim Oivrei Avera. Good?
Good.
Rabbi Shimon Shimon says, no. Kol HaSichem Mutarim. He's coming to expand the scope even further. Even all the Sefichei, all Sefichem are going to be mutter. Chutz Misfichei Krud, except for the Karib. She'en Kayot Sebochem Bayar Koy Sedeh, because when it comes to Karib, because they do not exist. Because carob is something that does not grow in the wild. Carob only grows under a watchful eye. So carob, by definition, is always going to be called menam shumur. So we may lead now to buy from our it's mishumur. Bachachomim, I'm kol hastichim asudim. Forget it. I come to disagree. Krov, I agree is also. But I hold the chardol is also. And guess what? I hold. I disagree with the mishumur. I hold the seal. Everything is going to be also. Everything is going to be also. Okay. So look at the sheet over here. You have over 3 different opinions.
What you get?
What?
Right, yeah.
See, svichim hagadim. See, tzmachim sheinim chashuim kepeyim yaruzim vashetim. This, everyone agrees. This was the list. The list that everyone agrees is mutter. Mutter leknois amiyam aretz b'shiur mazon shalosh sudos. Lefishin chashuvim. The cheskasim shabaleim hefkeim mafkadem hefkeim mafkadem v'loy also b'chem iser. But you don't have to buy more than 3 sudos because more than 3 sudos you can put the make a deposit in the bank. Yesh shalosh sudos also lefishas limus mos shvius lamaretz. Now when it comes to svichim agadil me'aleim svichim shoot, so we have a 3-way machlokes. The chachamim, everything is aser. Kol asvichim aser, everything is aser. Everything is also. Rabbi Shimon says, "Mutter misafik lignay svichem me'amaretz." You want to buy everything is mutter. Everything. The Shimon the Chum the Mamish. Milvad is only one exception. Shvichik kruv. The only thing he says is chutz misvichik kruv because shvichik kruv is they don't does not grow. Hefkel for Shimon. Rabbi says everything is also except for one thing is mutter. There's only one thing that's mutter, and that is the masim the master. Also, the words mishushashay mishushum mivat svichik chardol she'enim chashuvim v'chaskasim min amufkar. Okay, is it clear?
Excellent.
It's a very hard Mishnah.
Yeah,
you know this Mishnah, you know everything.
Dave, let's go.
Shalosh Aratzos Labior. There are three lands Labior. Oh, look at this. Pictures. You get your money's worth here. Oh, look at this. Wow. Pictures. Shalosh Aratzos Labior. Yehuda ve'eva hayadid ve'hagolil. Yehuda ve'eva hayadid ve'hagolil. Ve'shalosh shonim ve'shalosh shalosh aratzos l'cholachas
yachas.
The Zman of Beer. We're getting now to the real...
Do they have a Zman Beer?
They do have a Zman Beer. The Zman Beer. What is the Zman Beer? What is the Zman Beer?
They have to get all the stuff out of the house. All the stuff.
Three lands la beer. Three lands la beer.
Good. Don't worry about it. Everything's running right.
I'm not worried, believe me.
You know. Oh, it's Shalosh Aratzos la beer.
Three lands la beer. The Eretz Yisrael Chalukai Zumi Zula Inyan Bi'ur. Now here's, this is very lot of Yisaydis. You're learning here today. Very big Yisaydis. What does the word mean, beer mean? Any zman where it's not found in the field, mi oise hamin. Sha'osaf ela bebeis ba'yis. Any old one where it's not found in the field, it's not found in the field, that same min, which you got into the house. In other words, when you have it in your house, when you have it in your refrigerator, you have to make sure that it's available, it's readily available in the field. It has to be more outside. Guy comes into the house and says, oh, you have such delicious cucumbers, can I have one? So you tell him, don't take from my refrigerator, you want a cucumber, go out into the field and go take it yourself. You understand? Okay. It has to be available outside.
If I have something in my house, but it's also available, you start to see the field.
What?
Can we read it again?
Where's my watch? What happened to my watch? I didn't take my watch today.
Okay.
I left it at home, probably. I must have left it at home, I hope so.
Yes, you left it on.
Okay, so what does it mean? It means over here, the Shalosh Aratzos L'Biur, L'Biur Yehuda Biur Yadna Golo. So therefore, there are three lands. What does it mean, Biur? Biur means that it's available in the field. When I have it in my refrigerator. Refrigerator's working okay?
Yeah.
If you have it in the refrigerator, you have to also have it, it has to be also available outside in the backyard. So someone, and it's Hefker, so therefore then, but let's say it's no longer available outside outside. In the field, it is no longer to be found. It's completely extinct.
Okay.
So then you're hoarding it in your refrigerator. So you are then in violation. You're in violation.
Okay.
Got it?
Beer,
however, come up on the street, so she calls man, she names of a sudden, or Samin, Shasav, it's not found in the Shasav, she calls man, she ain't Nimsa Basad, may I say Hamin, Shasav, Ella Babais, Hyavlavar, Summon, Amin, Minabais, but you must dispose of the Bais Miat. Kigoin, Imloka te ainim, if you collect figs, the Osamahem Gregors, and I made them dried figs, I collect moist figs. No, because it's Nikasha. If it's not found in the field, how then is it found in the house? If it's already spoiled, in other words, these things
have refrigeration.
There's short shelf life. So therefore, how in the world are you going to have it in the house if it's not available in the field? So the answer is, you have preserved it artificially.
Yeah.
How? Loka te'enim figs, lo'osamehim geregos, dried figs. You took the figs to the roof and you put it into a mold and you applied heat, 1,000 degrees up there on the roof,
right,
in the hot summer, heat wave.
Right.
So it turns into dried figs. Eina yochel lo'ochel me'osam geregos, afilu b'shon ha'shvi'is, ela kol zman she'nim tso'im te'enim nechubarois li'ilon in the field. Uche shekalu ha'te'enim in ha'ilonos, chayv levayo ha'geregos, she'bebeis in your house. Oil lo'ochel no'tidu kulam yada, right away. Oil hefkeir. A chaya means wild, a behemoth means domesticated. So kolzman And that's the level of the chayyeh shevel in the sodeh min yachachel. You can feel the behemchum in a bais. Kolol chayyeh min asodeh. Let's say it's so long available for the chayyeh min asodeh. Kolol behemchum in a bais. You have to dispose of the hand for the bais. The hash the comma. Now it says here she'eret yisrael kulo nechlekes l'shloisha chalokim le'inyin bi'ur v'chol chelik v'chelik memena nechlek l'shloisha chalokim. And each limb is also divided into three parts. 3 times 3 equals 9. How many tekiyas do you blow? 9. 9 tekiyas. 9 sounds. 9. Okay? So therefore, Shalosh Shalosh Lelavir, Yehudu Ve'er Hayad Ha'igolul, and each one of these locations, Yehudu Ve'er Hayad Ha'igolul, is further divided into Shalosh 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 Tocholachas V'yachas. Golil Ho'elyoin, Ve'golil Ha'tachtoin, Ve'ho'emek. Now what does that mean?
Yehuda,
Eva, Yad, and the Goldo.
Right.
And Vishola, Shola, Shola, the Cholachas Yachas.
The
Goldo, there's the Goldo, El Yoin, the Galil, the Galilee.
I'm telling you how it's broken.
How the Galil. Galil, Ho El Yoin, the Goldo, Tachton, the Vihoimic in the Valley. Mikvar Hananya, Ulam Alon. Now what do you have from Mikvar Hananya, Ulam Alon? Called Shainim, the Gadl Shikmin. Is Galil, Ho El Yoin. Kol she'enim gadol shikmin, it's shikmin sycamore. Sycamore, you know what a sycamore tree is? No idea what it is.
I do.
It's just a tree. A sycamore tree. Gadol al-yayin she'ha-she'komim ein gedelim ela b'shir. Sycamore only goes in the lowland. The similar davar, ka-shikmin asher b'shvela. The shikmin in the lowlands. Asher b'shvela in the lowlands. Okay, let's look at the pictures first, because we're getting a little too confusing over here for me. Okay, we have here the Galil, Eliyahu Yarden, and Yehuda. Okay, Galil, now look what he's doing, he's brilliant what he does over here. He divides the Galil into three different parts. The Galil Elyon, the Galil, the Emek, and the Galil Tachtain. Will you ever know this, not in this picture? Look, here's the Galil, the Elyon, Tachtain, the Emek. Elyon, Galil, Tachtain, Emek. Okay, Eliyahu Yarden, this here is Shiflas Lud, Beis Choroin in Yerushalayim. Yehuda, we have the Shvela, the Har, and the Emek. Yerushalayim, what's this now? Over here, the Shoshal Lashidus Haraf. This is the Raf. Teish Aretzos Labir Lashidus HaYerushalmi. Yerushalmi is a bit different. Okay, but so far we've learned over here. We have over here, we're only doing the Raf. We're doing over here the Galil Elyon, the Galil Elyon, the Emek. And Mikvar Chananya Lamala Ein Kol, Mikvar Chananya Lamala Koshim Galil Shigun Galil Elyon. So Galil Elyon is from Kfar. Anything from Kfar, the village of Hananya Lamala, Kol Sha'in and the Galil Shigman, that's called the Galil Elyon. Anything from here, I guess here's the border. Anything along the dotted line is a place where it's no longer a place where you can grow sycamore. That's called the Galil Elyon. Got it? Kol Sha'in and Galil Shigman, that's called the Galil. So Kfar Hananya Lamala must be somewhere along the dotted line over here. Okay, then, when it says Mikvar HaChananya Ulamatan, but from the dotted line and below, Mikvar HaMalan Kol Shuhu Migadel Shikmin Golil Tachtoin. It's called the Golil Tachtoin. Utchum Tveria, and the boundary of Tveria is called Ha'emek. Okay, isn't that nice? Okay? So anything below that line over here is Golil Tachtoin, and the Gvul of Hananya, here is Golil Hananya, that's called the Ha'emek. Good?
Good.
Utchum Tveria, who ha'emek? Elu hashloisha heim me ha'galil. Done. From the Galil. Now we come to Hohor, now we come to the... Utchum Tveria ha'emek. Now, of Yehuda. Now we describe Yehuda. We're going down to the bottom. Yehuda. The bottom. Okay? The bottom. What's the bottom? Hohor. Hohor hazeh hatoiv.
Hashvela.
Hohor.
Yeah.
Hashvela v'emek. Him shloisha chalokim shel eretz Yehuda. Hohor hashvela v'emek. Ushiflas lud kishvelas hadaroim. Vehohor shalol lud. Umi beis choroin ar hayom. Hein shloish beis choroin. And beis choron ad hayom heim shalosh chalukos shel eiv hayarden. Then the next part, ushiv lasnud b'shas harim b'hachor shalok har melech beis choron ad varayom medin hayam berayom medin echas. Oh, look, tzioni. Did you know that? Shivas alud v'har shel alud u'mibeis chodan adayam v'heim shalish chalukos shel eir hayarden v'shivas alud k'shivas adaroim d'kol zman sh'oichel b'shivas adaroim oichel b'shivas alud v'har shel shivas alud b'danim shivas alud oichlim boi kol zman sh'oichlim b'har hamelech v'beis chodal v'arayam v'endin achas v'kol zman shel loy kolo halachayim v'oiz me'achas v'na mokamois שבחורים שבניהם יוחם כל אנשי הגבול הוא לאכול עד ידי מוקם אחד שלא יקול לו בוי לחי או לכל יצס בכל זמן שלא יקול לו לחי מאחס מן המקום שבניהם יכולים כל אנשי הגבול הוא the entire boundary לאכול על ידי המוקם הוא אחד שלא יקול לו בוי לחי אחד. So think of it that if it was disappeared from one portion, you can still eat in the other portion, as long as it's found in one of the in each region. In each region, you can still eat. In each region, you can. In each region, you're allowed to eat. You're allowed to eat in the region.
Right.
Even if it's not, if it's not to be found, as long as it's found in the other regions. Okay. So here, let's see over here. Here is Eva Yarden. You have the Shiflas Lud, the Beis Charoin, and Yerushalayim. You have the Har, the Shif, and the Emek. Let's see what's going on. It's a little kind of complicated over here. Oh, Yehuda. Ha Har, Ha Shvele, Ha Emek. Okay, this is tomorrow.